Well, good morning. We're welcoming Kathy McKinley from Garden City Community College with an update on what's going on. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing wonderful.
We have a busy week. As usual, everybody on campus is trying to get this fall semester wrapped up, but you can still take college classes. Traditional and online sessions both begin tomorrow, October 21st. And the second fall session runs for 8 weeks. If you'd like to register, please call 620-276-7611 or go to our website, gcccks.edu, and just click on search for classes and then select fall 2013 second 8 weeks. And that will give you the list of the classes available starting October 21st. Also, if you're interested in doing a better job managing your money, GCCC has a course that covers the hows and whys of developing your own personal financial goals, along with some of the very basics of keeping checkbooks balanced, paying bills on time, and shopping strategies to avoid overspending. This is a financial literacy class, and it will be on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's set to start Tuesday, October 22nd, but you can register up until Tuesday, October 29th. You register at the Student and Community Services Center on the east side of campus anytime between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And this course number, so that you know what to enroll in, is Econ 1101-90. At-home athletic events this week include women's volleyball on Tuesday, October 22nd at 6:30 p.m. at the Dennis Perryman Athletic Complex on campus. The Bronkbuster women will take on Colby Community College. The women's soccer team also plays this week on both Wednesday, October 23rd and Saturday, October 26th. The Bronkbusters will play against Barton County Community College on Wednesday and Coffeyville Community College on Saturday. The annual Sandhills Art Association juried exhibition will be open until this Friday, October 25th, if you would like to view that artwork. This is the 15th annual art show, and it's displayed in Mercer Gallery, which is located in the west wing of GCCC's Pauline Joyce Fine Arts Building. Admission is free, and viewing hours run from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. In November, the Mercer Gallery and the GCCC Art Club will present clay and fiber creations by Stephanie Lanter. Stephanie teaches ceramics at Emporia State University, and her ceramic and fiber art has gained a national reputation for the use of diverse media and concepts. Stephanie will visit GCCC on November 7th and 8th, and she will be offering a hands-on demonstration on Friday, November 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This demonstration is free and open to the public, so come on down. Later, on Friday, November 8th, an artist reception will be held from 4 to 6 p.m. in the gallery. This exhibit will be displayed until December 6th. Also, we've got our fall production coming up, so please mark your calendars to come see our fall production of Les Miserables. The musical has more than 50 cast members, including students and community members. The show will run November 7th to the 9th at 6:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Pauline Joyce Fine Arts Building. General admission is $10, and seniors and children get in for $8. You can buy tickets at the box office just before the show or call Joyce Burnbeck at 620-276-9540 to get tickets in advance.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And as we continue along this morning, we'll have the United Methodist Church here on KBUF, your Ag and Information Leader.